Yesterday, I told you that each one of us, we have a responsibility that because you have an influence, doesn't matter toward your children, your wife, your friends, your sangha, your neighbors, strangers, because we are a social being, and even you don't say anything, just maybe you're a very cold person, and maybe you're a very warm person, or maybe you're very selfish, maybe you're like a always self-criticizing, and you think it's okay, you know. But see, what I'm trying to say is that each one of us in this 100 days challenge, your slightly improvement to reducing the self-criticizing, because the self-criticizing, it's a brute, you know, like a, because it's a really like a self, the guilty, the shame, it's all within the context of self-criticism. It's a the guilty, you know, the shame. So if we don't change ourselves, you know, if we try to hide it, so it will block yourself, and you will somehow influence the people you meet directly, indirectly, in a wrong way, and that person, you like it or not, he or she will influence someone else. And that's just like a butterfly effect. Yesterday I told you, it's like a coronavirus, you know, it just spread all over the world in a very short amount of time. And yeah, at the same time, that every day we try to improve ourselves. And that's yesterday I told you, that's also self-compassion. It's also a very powerful practice to enlighten yourself. When we talk about the bodhicitta, self-compassion is also bodhicitta. Bodhi means to enlighten. Citta means the heart. So there is this wishing to all the sentient beings to be enlightened, you know. So in order to do that, you know, I at least has to improve myself, you know, so that I can really learn and show the path to other beings. So to self-compassion itself is a bodhicitta too, because behind this self-compassion, the citta, the heart, is really wishing to help other beings and ultimately wish to enlighten all the sentient beings. You know? So what I'm trying to say is, please be more aware. And the practice this, which I gave you last time, the 10 minutes of mindfulness, so you can use that in the mindfulness, and that after the mindfulness of your thought, and you start to aware of your thoughts when it is arising and staying and disappearing. So then after some time, then you can add the new meditation. Do you remember that maybe any sentence that you use for self-criticism, and bring that to recreate in your mind and kind of repeat it, and just almost like a rehearsal, you know, rehearsal that those sentences are arising and how you will react, you know, and just keep looking at how, and keep really throwing all these negative sentences in your mind and recreate and see how you are reacting. And so after some time, and don't just stay in that reacting, and then after some time, that instead of reacting, start to chant the mantra, the Om Mani Padme Hum. So now you don't need to know really the you know, like a meaning of mantra, just knowing that mantra, this mantra represents the good quality, the compassion within you, you know. So then just keep chanting the mantra. So, and then use that, you know, most importantly, apply that in a daily, everyday life. And please chant as many mantras as possible, which is really important. That's a, one of the challenge for all of us. Within a short time, for all of us, like we accumulate 100,000, what? 100 million, right? So I will at least contribute, you know, few thousand mantra a day, and all of you contribute few thousand. So that's also part of the 100 days challenge. You know, challenge is not easy. So that's why we have to, together we can do it. So conclusion, you have an influence. You are not just, you know, just something, or you are not just nothing, you know. Each one of us, we can influence, make this world better place. And for that, we really have to work with our mind, more aware and transform, you know, and more compassionate person.